Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 8th. You'll be interested to know, 77 years ago, today in 1948, the world witnessed a remarkable first when a pioneering Swedish engineer, Arne Larsson, received the world's first internal pacemaker implant in Solna City, Sweden, a moment that heralded a new era in life-saving cardiac technology, inspiring generations of medical innovators. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, rain showers are likely, and it feels like 67 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:10, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for some rain showers and patchy fog early today, then more showers and thunderstorms between mid-morning and late afternoon, with a high near 69 and a gentle west wind around 12 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 45 and a northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 6:15 with a high tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 57 and northwest winds near 13 miles per hour, gusting to 23. Friday and Saturday turn milder and mostly sunny with highs rising to near 62 Friday and around 67 Saturday, with light west to southwest breezes and lows in the low to mid 40s. Sunday brings a chance of rain showers after 11 a.m. with a high near 63. And northeast winds near 6 to 12 miles per hour, continuing into Sunday night with a low near 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts House plans to vote Wednesday to override several of Governor Maura Healey's budget vetoes for the fiscal year 2026. These overrides aim to restore funding for nursing homes, charter schools, and economic development programs, which House leadership deems absolutely necessary. Among the vetoes expected to be overridden are $25 million for nursing home rates, nearly $20 million in charter school reimbursements, and $2 million to support the state's manufacturing industry. House Ways and Means Chairman Aaron Mikowicz argued that the legislature had already accounted for potential revenue volatility during budget negotiations. Despite fiscal challenges, the House is prepared to increase spending in the state budget. Now on to sports. The Cleveland Browns traded quarterback Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick to the Cincinnati Bengals for a fifth-round selection on Tuesday. The Bengals, struggling with a 2-win and 3-loss record, have been reeling without quarterback Joe Burrow, who is out with turf toe. Meanwhile, the Browns, with a 1-win and 4-loss record, opted for youth over Flacco, who was recently benched. This trade improves the Browns' draft stock while giving the Bengals a veteran presence in Flacco, who is expected to help until Burrow returns in December. The trade could also pave the way for rookie Shedeur Sanders to make his NFL debut. In local sports, former Boston Bruins captain and longtime defenseman Zdeno Chara expressed his honor after the team announced it will retire his number next year. The Bruins revealed that they will retire Chara's number 33 on January 15th, prior to their game against Seattle. Chara will become the 13th player in franchise history to have his number raised to the rafters. He captained the Bruins to the Stanley Cup in 2011 during his 14-year tenure in Boston. Chara shared, "This honor is greater than anything I could have imagined," expressing gratitude to the organization, teammates, fans, and family. Owner Jeremy Jacobs stated, "There will never be another Zdeno Chara," highlighting his incredible impact on the team and community. In top news, Kaiser Permanente workers plan a massive strike across California next week. Tens of thousands of nurses and health professionals in Northern California are preparing to strike on October 14th in what union leaders say will be the largest work stoppage in the company's history. The United Nurses Associations of California and Union of Healthcare Professionals issued a 10-day strike notice to Kaiser executives on Friday. The 5-day strike is expected to affect more than 24 hospitals and clinics across California and Hawaii. Union leaders cite stagnant wages and unsafe staffing levels as key issues. Kaiser Permanente stated it has been negotiating in good faith and hopes to avoid a strike. In business news, Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, could join gold and the United States dollar on central banks' balance sheets by 2030, according to strategists at Deutsche Bank. Central banks hold reserve assets to manage exchange rates and pay off external debt. So far, Bitcoin has been too volatile and illiquid to qualify. But Deutsche Bank's Marion Labor and Camilla Ciazon argue that Bitcoin is now almost there. Bitcoin's growing liquidity, partly due to the United States' approval of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds in 2024, may make it more appealing to central banks. However, Bitcoin remains far from receiving approval from major central banks like the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to just under $122,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just under $4,500. And XRP is down 4% to $2.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google's latest AI model uses a web browser like you do. The new Gemini 2.5 computer use model can click, scroll, and type in a browser window to access data that is not available via an application programming interface. Google is previewing this model designed to navigate and interact with the web, letting AI agents perform tasks within human-designed interfaces. It utilizes visual understanding and reasoning capabilities to analyze user requests and complete tasks. Gemini 2.5 is available to developers through Google AI Studio and Vertex AI, with a demo on browser-based. Entertainment news. Kiss of the Spider Woman is a stunning musical until Jennifer Lopez starts singing. The film showcases a good story despite generic songs from John Kander and Fred Ebb, which are weekly performed by Lopez. Breakout star Tonecha dances beautifully, yet Lopez's performance lacks passion. Directed by Bill Condon, The film dazzles with choreography and production design, promising a bright future for Tonasia. Lopez, resembling Madonna, shines as an actor and dancer, elevating moments with her performance. However, her singing fails to impress, revealing a thin voice that lacks the needed strength for the role. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and mathematician, Alfred North Whitehead. And he said, "The art of progress is to preserve order amid change, and to preserve change amid order." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.